Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lary covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Roark and he is safe. Landis steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Landis moves to third. Andy Carey pinch runs for Manny Minoso. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Al Smith now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Roark reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Herbert moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Fox reaches second base with a double. Herbert scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fox scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Colavito scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roark hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash races to the bag, beating Fox for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Herbert moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Herbert scores. Landis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Rourke and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler is walked intentionally. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Turk Lown now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Reno Bertoia now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seavers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. George Alozic pinch hits for Mike Rourke. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Morton pinch runs for George Alozic. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Frank Larry. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Morton moves to second. one out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.